A moment passed as relays moved into action. Then a portion of the loading surface tilted, and a cascade of heavy cartons spilled down onto the roadway. With the objects fluttered a detailed inventory sheet.
"You know what to do," O'Neill said rapidly. "Hurry up before it gets out of here."
Expertly, grimly, the three men grabbed up the deposited cartons and ripped the protective wrappers from them. Objects gleamed. A binocular microscope, a portable radio, heaps of plastic dishes, medical supplies, razor blades, clothing, food. Most of the shipment, as usual, was food. The three men systematically began smashing objects. In a few minutes, there was nothing but a chaos of debris littered around them.
"That's that,"
O'Neill panted, stepping back. He fumbled for his check sheet.
"Now let's see what it does."
The truck had begun to move away. Abruptly, it stopped and backed toward them. Its receptors had taken in the fact that the three men had demolished the dropped-off portion of the load. It spun in a grinding half-circle and came around to face its receptor bank in their direction. Up went its antenna. It had begun communicating with the factory. Instructions were on the way. A second identical load was tilted and shoved off the truck.
"We failed,"
Perrine groaned as a duplicate inventory sheet fluttered after the new load.
"We destroyed all that stuff for nothing."
"What now?"
Morrison asked O'Neill.
"What's the next stratagem on our board?"
"Give me a hand."
O'Neill grabbed up a carton and lugged it back to the truck. Sliding the carton onto the platform, he turned for another. The other two men followed clumsily after him. They put the load back onto the truck. As the truck started forward, the last square box was again in place. The truck hesitated. Its receptors registered the return of its load. From within its works came a low, sustained buzzing.
"This may drive it crazy," O'Neill commented, sweating. "It went through its operation and accomplished nothing."
The truck made a short, abortive move toward going on. Then it swung purposefully around, and in a blur of speed, again dumped the load onto the road.
"Get them!"
O'Neill yelled. The three men grabbed up the cartons and feverishly reloaded them. But as fast as the cartons were shoved back on the horizontal stage, the truck's grapples tilted them down its far side ramps and onto the road.
"No use," Morrison said, breathing hard. "Water through a sieve."
"We're licked,"
Perrine gasped in wretched agreement.
"Like always. We humans lose every time."
The truck regarded them calmly, its receptors blank and impassive. It was doing its job. The planet-wide network of automatic factories was smoothly performing the task imposed on it 5 years before, in the early days of the total global conflict.
"There it goes,"
Morrison observed dismally. The truck's antenna had come down. It shifted into low gear and released its parking brake.
"One last try," O'Neill said.
He swept up one of the cartons and ripped it open. From it, he dragged a 10-gallon milk tank and unscrewed the lid.
"Silly as it seems."
"This is absurd,"
Perrine protested. Reluctantly, he found a cup among the litter debris and dipped it into the milk.
"A kid's game."
The truck had paused to observe them.
"Do it,"
O'Neill ordered sharply.
"Exactly the way we practiced it."
The three of them drank quickly from the milk tank, visibly allowing the milk to spill down their chins. There had to be no mistaking what they were doing. As planned, O'Neill was the first. His face twisting in revulsion, he hurled the cup away and violently spat the milk into the road.
"God's sake!"
he choked. The other two did the same. Stamping and loudly cursing, they kicked over the milk tank and glared accusingly at the truck.
"It's no good!"
Morrison roared. Curious, the truck came slowly back. Electronic synapses clicked and whirred, responding to the situation. Its antenna shot up like a flagpole.
"I think this is it," O'Neill said, trembling.
As the truck watched, he dragged out a second milk tank, unscrewed its lid, and tasted the contents.
"The same," he shouted at the truck. "It's just as bad."
From the truck popped a metal cylinder. The cylinder dropped at Morrison's feet. He quickly snatched it up and tore it open. "State nature of defect." The instruction sheets listed rows of possible defects, with neat boxes by each. A punch stick was included to indicate the particular deficiency of the product.
"What'll I check?"
Morrison asked.
"Contaminated, bacterial, sour, rancid, incorrectly labeled, broken, crushed, cracked, bent, soiled?"